McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Mr. Willis.
Coach, coming out of the storm here, getting ready to put together our show for this week. Lots to talk about from 2 weeks ago in a monster road game at Screven County, where the Buccaneers took care of business, and the upcoming game this week, which promises to be a huge contest here at MCA against Jenkins County, what could be for region dominance, not leaving out Metter and Bryan County and others, of course, but this Jenkins County game is going to be a major tilt here at the Ship. Let's talk about Screven County first, though. Lots and lots of great things coming out of that game. So talk to us about Screven County, Coach Warren.
Well, I think Screven County planned to ambush us for sure. They came out with a really good game plan, in particular on defense. They did well. Offensively, we got what we got. We knew they were going to run behind double teams and try to break some runs. You know, their first score, we should have picked it, but we volleyballed it up in the air, and they scored off a deflection on third or fourth down. So that was a little disappointing. But we only gave up one other score. We gave up 14 points that ball game, scored 32. I was very I've been coaching a long time. It takes a little bit for me to actually go back and look at someone else's game plan. I thought that Coach Duncan and his staff had really prepared for us. So we went back and made some modifications, made us better, but we were able to adjust during the game, and it was a good, good hard-fought ball game. They got a good ball team this year.
Yeah, they coming into that game, if memory serves, they were 2-1 in the region, looking to be part of that logjam that currently resides at the top. And they've won some good ball games, and they played hard. And their crowd was huge and into the game. So it was definitely a hostile environment for the Bucs, who went in and took care of business. Coach Warren, talk to us about the offensive side of the ball for the Bucs that night.
Well, we struggled with the run game, Todd. There were some things just that were not going well. It took us a little while to get our feet under some of the run game, but the passing game, my gosh, was it on fire. Nehemiah West was 6-for-10 for 178 yards and 3 touchdowns. We end up hitting Craig Battle twice, once for the first score, then we hit Andrew Roberson, and then Craig Battle again. On all three plays, really, the initial play broke down, and Neo was able to scramble around, buy time with his feet, and our receivers have done a great job all year, really, of finding open window for him. And so that part is tough. If you're going to pressure Neo, you better be ready to account for those receivers downfield.
Yeah, Neo has a knack for being in the right place at the right time and making great decisions with the football as he moves around or straight back in the pocket. He tends to hit his mark. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So you mentioned that the running game didn't quite get started in the first half, but the passing game was on fire. Second half, the running game seemed to pick up and get right, Coach.
Yeah, we've made some adjustments in the run game recently. We've had a couple of linemen struggling with our new schemes, And I feel like, though, we've gotten better every week. And I think we're close to being a pretty good unit on that offensive line. I noticed yesterday practice we had a couple of busts still, but, man, on a couple of kids where they've repped so many times, they look like they were in turbo mode.
Yeah, and that offensive line just keeps getting better each game, each week at practice, of course. Looking to give those running backs holes and the quarterback some time to throw that ball.
Yeah, and it has. And he's bought time on his feet. Our receiver threat is nice. You know, in that ball game, I think Jabari Grant caught his first reception of the year.
Okay.
I think we converted there on one drive like three times on third down or fourth down, in the air, which is not something we typically do. You know, it's fourth and four. You can bet the Bucks were running before.
Right.
Now, not necessarily. We've got some big play potential with Andrew Roberson, with Sam Sullivan, with Craig Battle. Jabari Grant was chiming in on a giant catch. I was aggravating him after the game. I taught his mom, and I said, I bet you're about to call your mom, tell you caught a pass. He said, that's exactly what I'm going to do, Coach.
That's awesome. Yeah, Jabari, great kid. They're all great kids. So how about on the defensive side of the ball? You held a really good team who had been putting up some points to 14 points in that game and tended to, as a fan and an observer, looks like you dominated on that side of the ball. Talk to us about that.
We did. They did put 14 points on the board in two drives that they had on us. I thought they did a good job of getting us out of position a few times on some of our more exotic defenses. So, you know, later in the ball game, I just went back to our base where we played with a high confidence level, and those formations didn't bother us anymore. But the defense, Ty's been playing lights out. We're very fast on defense. It's kind of a running joke about who's the slowest on defense. So the kids the other day had a race to see who was the slowest. And, of course, the ones that were the slower ones had excuses. But we're still overall really fast on defense. Even our slow ones are not slow, really, compared to the general player around the country. So our defense has been, the backbone of our program this year. I feel like our character has been a lot better this year. We're making better decisions off the field than we have been. So maybe some things are sinking in that, help a program to be successful.
We've got a little more time here in this segment. What about special teams? Punting, kicking, extra points, field goals. Those play a huge role in the success of a football team, and that's true for the Bucs.
Yeah, we've been, fairly solid on the coverages most of the year, especially the punt coverage. We had one week where it wasn't great. Kickoff coverage is, we are going down and covering really well, but we're getting out of alignment, out of our lane, so to speak, which opens up a cavern. So that's got to be addressed between now and the Jenkins County game. And our punt return is doing fairly well. We've pressured punts. Our kickoff return is just been so-so. We've got a lot of work we could improve there. Our extra point unit got one block Friday night. That was tough. We didn't look good on that one either.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by the Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Cunningham Jewelers by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, you were talking to us about special teams and the game overall against Screven. What can you conclude us with that huge victory?
Our effort's been our most valuable asset this fall. We've overcome a lot of errors just in pure effort, you know, hustling, making mistakes. You know, if you're going to miss a block, why not miss it full speed, you know? Or if you're going to be out of alignment, play full speed anyway, not just give up because you messed up. So we've done a good job with that. So coming out of the ball game, I felt really good about the effort, and I felt really solid about us not adding anything new, just continuing to get better at what we do, and that's starting to pay off.
Yeah, it's a great win, setting at now 4-1 on the season.
Yeah.
And
match last year's win total.
there is that. I hadn't thought about that, but it's a great point. And we're, midway through the season here, tied for first in the region, which makes these upcoming ball games even bigger. We just came out of a really bad storm. Helene affected so many people in a bad way. And tell us how we came through that as a Buccaneers football program.
Yeah, not just our county, but most counties were 90 to 100% without power, trees down, power lines down, no air, no cell phone service, no power. So I think the big thing for our program that I felt like that needed to happen was we needed to return to some type of normalcy. And I asked Dr. Williams about Monday if we could have even – I didn't have power either, but could we have a volunteer practice for some kids that need to get out of the house? And we did. We had 20-something kids that came, and we didn't do a ton, Todd. But we got out of the house and went out there in our helmets and messed around on the football field. Just got a little bit of normalcy in. And yesterday, the goal was to get the varsity to practice. Goal today is to get the JV to practice. We were going to have a JV game. But that's been canceled because of one of the counties that we're supposed to play there. They're still not in school yet, so they didn't feel like they could make it. But just to return to normalcy and get in a routine, I think kids are much better. I know I'm just a big kid. I'm much better when I'm in my routine, and I wanted our kids to get back into a routine.
Yeah, getting them back into routine is a big deal for all of us. I agree with you, Coach Warren. Being on routine is a lot better for me, too, as an older kid, sometimes as an older man. Sounds like you had quite a few kids show up and have an opportunity to get better.
We did. Like I said, the focus was on our varsity. Some of the JV kids wanted to come a day or two. That was fine as well. We didn't know. I had water ready for them, like not just our water on the field, but water to take home if they needed it. We had some snacks. Of course, they eat those whether it's a storm or not.
Yes.
I noticed a whole box of 50 Lay's potato chip bags were gone. So that part was good. And I know some of our coaches ran kids back and forth to make sure they could get to practice. Coach Howell looked like he had a taxi service going the last couple days with our guys. But they're excited that the football game's still on. And, our opponent coming up, Jenkins County, they were with about 100% out of power on day one.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So I spoke with Coach Charlie Waters, who's done a great job there at Jenkins County. He was under the same opinion as we were to get his kids there, and I think they got hit a little harder than us. There's a lot of those kids are still without power today. They had 250 linemen sleeping in their gym to help with the devastation that you described to me earlier before this radio broadcast. It was really bad. So I was speaking to Coach Waters, and one day he bought them pizza so they'd made sure their bellies were full. And he's still planning on, being here at 7:30. He texted during this radio broadcast. And then I spoke with their athletic director last night, Chuck Sanders, and he's worried about getting a pregame meal. And we were just, talking about how things were crazy. I was riding around crazy last night trying to find hot dog and hamburger buns. So I think I've got 5 different brands, but I have enough for the ball game Friday.
Well, and, you know, there's always a list of priorities, Coach, and having enough hamburger and hot dog buns for the concession stand is high on the list every single home game.
So, you know, from the storm, I guess people in this longshoreman strike that's going on, people have bought up a lot of product. And there's a lot of stuff that you take for granted. Sam's was pretty bare. And so usually, you know, we can hit it in one of those places. But James McKenzie here at the Coastal Market has done a good job of keeping stuff stockpiled. And he had plenty of stuff for us to buy for concession stand.
That's good. You know, looking forward to that game tomorrow night. Friday night. Today's Wednesday. And you mentioned that the JV game is canceled for tomorrow. Those schools aren't in school yet, can't make it. Preview us moving forward for the next couple weeks with Bucks football. I know we got Jenkins County. We're going to preview them in just a few minutes. But talk about the sub-varsity programs a little bit.
Let's talk about JV. I'm debating on whether or not to try to reschedule the ball game. We do play Brunswick High next week. So we could extend the JV season one week if we needed. I'm just going to see how healthy we are and what their state of mind is at the time before we do that. I'm sure there's a lot of other schools that will be picking up a JV game. So I don't think it's going
right.
to be, I don't feel like it's going to be hard to find another JV game. Middle school football has been pushed back a whole week. So they went ahead and pushed the whole season back. So we'll play a home game next week and a home game the week after, and that will conclude the middle school regular season. So the JV and the middle school are looking at finishing up in the next 2 weeks.
And then MCA homecoming was supposed to be this week.
That's right. I forgot about
that. And with students not coming back until tomorrow on Thursday, and all those celebrations that we'll have for the Bucks and the Buck community, homecoming has been moved, to my understanding.
Yeah, it's moved to the Metter Week, which is we play Metter on October the 18th, so the homecoming parade will be the 17th, I guess, you know, around dark 30. And so that was a good deal because I think the Metter game is now going to be like an alumni night, a pink out, and homecoming. But I think it was a great call by our administration and our director of game day operations, Chanel Palmer, to move that move homecoming to a week where we weren't just dealing with a lot of a mess from the hurricane.
Yeah, and it's important that kids have an opportunity to vote for court, to get their hair done, their nails, maybe go out and buy a suit or a dress and to have the full experience of homecoming.
Yeah, Todd, I was really worried about where you and I were going to get our hair done.
And Coach Warren's got jokes. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, the game this Friday is set up to be a monster contest with a very, very good and talented Jenkins County team coming into the Buccaneers' house. Kickoff at 7:30 this Friday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think a lot of – I got some friends there in Jenkins County, Chuck Sanders being one of them. And Coach Charlie Waters does an excellent job. He's completely flipped that program. Those kids play exceptionally hard for him. He runs, as far as formations or sets, whatever you want to call them, we're very similar in some of the things that we run, especially out of the base looks. He runs wing T and runs option. I think he runs option better than he does wing T. So there's not a lot of coaches around. And the ones that are have some gray and thinning hair that when you see a pure option team. So I've kind of had a little fun teaching some of my younger coaches this week what the option was, how to defend it. You know, I painted some fullback tracks on the field so to show where the midline option goes, the outside veer, the inside veer. And Coach Howell, my youngest coach on the staff this year, he said, I was meant to be an option quarterback. So our kids have learned, coaches have learned how to hopefully defend the option because we're going to see it Friday night, buddy. We're going to see it, and they run it well.
So they run the option. I mean, you've been getting ready for that. What do they run defensively, Coach?
They are a 5-2 under defense. That means when you're talking about over and under, it's where you put the guy that lines up on the guard defensively. When you're an even front, there's somebody that lines up on the guard, a 4-3, 4-4. That's the over. The under front is the old traditional 5-2. So you have five down linemen, two linebackers with four secondary players. So they do a good job with that. It was built to stop some back in the day run game, and you know I'm old, so we have some old school running plays still. So we've had to address that the last week in the bye week and into the hurricane week. We've had to address how they play defense, and they're tough. They're very tough. We're gonna have to play our best football game.
You know, they're coming off a great season themselves last year where they competed for the region championship. Portal eventually took that home last season. Yeah. But Jenkins was hit with graduation as well, as we all are eventually.
Well, you remember in the 2022 season, his bunch was all juniors. And we went to four overtimes here to, you know, win a portion of the region championship. And so going into last season, those kids were all seniors, and man, were they good. So, you know, we took one on the chin from them last year. We still made the playoffs, but they played for the region championship, you know, the last 2 years.
Yeah, and this year they come back and almost hadn't missed a beat. They're 4-1 as well.
Yeah, you know, their only loss is to Lincoln County, and if you look at that box score, it was 10-3 going into the fourth quarter, and Lincoln scored 21 points in the fourth. So they played with Lincoln 3-4 quarters.
And Lincoln's a top five team this year.
Yeah.
So, and Jenkins and MCA, I mean, are both top 10, top 15.
Yeah, I think we're sitting number 11, number 12 last couple weeks.
Yeah, our region, as you look at those, stay stacked with top 15 easily with four teams there.
That's right.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So one thing looking at the scores of the Jenkins County games thus far this year, they seem to be scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, so we kind of made fun of poking at each other back and forth. Coach Waters said, man, I hadn't even made it to your offense yet. Just been watching this defense. Da-da-da-da-da, you know. Poor mouth and how he can move the ball, which means he's about to try to dissect us. And so we've got to be up for the challenge. And our kids, I think, are going to respond to it. They're a good ball team, you know. If we were to be able to shut them out, that would be extraordinary. But I'm just hoping that we can move the football, control the clock, defense plays well, make them punt the ball to us. They're going to run the ball and run the ball hard. So we've got to be ready for that.
And this may be one of those games, Coach, as most are, but truly, the team that makes the least amount of errors, penalties, may win the ball game.
Yeah, I have no doubt we've got to play our best four quarters of the year. We've got to put all phases of the game together, offense, defense, special teams, and we've got to bring it for four quarters. If we do that, I feel great about our chances. But anything less than that, we may be trying to get a little better the next week.
How are the Bucs looking for this game with injuries or anything like that? Will we have a full complement of players?
I think we'll be at full strength, Todd. I feel good about going into it. We're a single-A school, so we've been a little banged up. So we've taken it easy as far as contact. We've been hitting a lot of dummies and getting our wheels back under us. I told the guys yesterday, I said, this is going to sound odd, but we're actually going to hit a little bit Thursday before the ball game because we've backed okay. off of that a little bit just to get it ready. And it's helped us. I've noticed our tempo's upbeat. Our attitudes are good. We're not moping around. I think that's helped us just not to beat them down, you know.
Yeah, you know, just get the legs back under them. You know, although the storm was, I'd rather, as would many others, not have had that storm. But, you know, we did have a bye week last week, which if there is a convenience to a hurricane, and I can't think of many, that we didn't have a game to have to prepare for or to make up or to worry about.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I'm sure there's been bye weeks in my career where I was thankful to have them. But I don't remember one I was more thankful than to have this bye week during this hurricane.
Yeah, you know, and it was a bye week for JV and varsity last week at MCA. So, you know, there's nothing to do now but look forward to these games that are upcoming and not have to deal with that.
What a great way to get out of the hurricane mode and move forward and go to a Friday night football game. So I hope we see a big turnout.
Oh, yeah. No, and this Friday night I anticipate a huge crowd to show up. I think Jenkins County will travel well. You got two great football teams under the Friday Night Lights coming up in a couple days here at the Ship at MCA. I know our student body is chomping at the bit to get in here and cheer on the Bucks.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a lot of people text about the ball game, ask was it still on and what time, and so I'm hoping that some people are ready to get out of the house and come see a ball game.
Oh yeah, no, that's it should be big fun, Coach. Well, Coach Warren, you know, good luck this week as we welcome Jenkins County in, and we are one Buck. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. Signing off.